Poetry on the Radio. Today, Suzanne Edgar.
Song of the Crestfallen Pigeon for my daughter Samantha. The pigeon on my windowsill adores a bird of wood that gazes from this other side as if she understood. Brought here from America, she wears a perky crest. Feathers brown with a hint of pink adorn her lovely breast. The pigeon on the outer ledge believes he woos a dove and cannot comprehend the glass that keeps him from his love. If only I could speak with him of love's elusive flame, I'd cure his sad obsession with the bird he cannot claim. All day he paces up and down and pecks upon the pane, his doting Morse code plea for sex like any feather brain. Don't quite know what to say, but I'm a bird watcher and I've written quite a few poems about birds. But I was just observing this bird from my bedroom glass door. I could see through to the kitchen window ledge and the little wooden bird on the shelf inside. And I did bring it back from America, where I had stayed with very dear friends. And I actually read that at the end of the launch of this book, The Love Procession, which is my second book of poetry and was published in 2013. Song of the Crestfallen Pigeon. The pigeon on my windowsill adores a bird of wood that gazes from this other side as if she understood. Brought here from America, she wears a perky crest. Feathers brown with a hint of pink adorn her lovely breast. The pigeon on the outer ledge believes he woos a dove and cannot comprehend the glass that keeps him from his love. If only I could speak with him of love's elusive flame, I'd cure his sad obsession with the bird he cannot claim. All day he paces up and down and pecks upon the pane, his doting Morse code plea for sex, like any feather brain.
Today we heard Suzanne Edgar on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.